Ben Nighthorse Campbell, irreverent, blunt, independent, and tough-hued. I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. And that's how the New York Times recently described him. Not surprising, perhaps, given his tough childhood with an absent alcoholic father and a mom committed to a tuberculosis sanatorium, and teenage years that featured drunken brawls and stealing and quitting high school. But life changed. While serving in the Air Force in Korea, he began studying judo, which he continued in college on the GI Bill, and later represented the U.S. at the Tokyo Olympics. He would teach high school and college and become a rancher, a pilot, and create American Indian motif and award-winning jewelry. And in 1982, won his first of two terms in the Colorado legislature, followed by three in the U.S. House, and 12 years in the U.S. Senate. While serving in Congress through 2004, he was the only Native person. Mr. Campbell, a member of the Cheyenne Nation since 1968, is credited with establishing the Smithsonian National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, which Mr. Campbell described as a monument to the millions of Native people who died of sickness, slavery, starvation, and war, and which stands as a testament to how indigenous people's history and culture enrich all of us now on this land. Ben Nighthorse Campbell, at 92, passed in late December. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.